First of all, congratulations.
Well, thank you, Bill.
Compare and contrast this campaign cycle to the ones you've been in up until now.
Well, this one was interesting because in this case you had people from your own party that were taking pot shots at you and distorting the truth, distorting your voting record. And I didn't like that very much. I mean, it's one thing, you know, the other party's always going to do that to you, but you don't expect it from your own team. And so that was disappointing. But at the end of the day, the voters are smart. The voters understood what the truth was, and they reflected that in the way they voted in the ballot box today.
In fact, sometimes there are reports talking about campaign advertising to target the lowest denominator or the least educated voter. I think the opposite can be said for the majority in Congressional District 17.
Well, I think voters are smart. I mean, the voters saw through the chaff and the lies and the innuendo. And they got it. They understood what's important to them, national security. They understand that they want a conservative that reflects true conservative values, not somebody that just talks about it. And so I think they took the time to figure out the facts, and, you know, about over 70% of them voted for me. And it's because we tried to put out that positive vision of strong national security, economic opportunity, and taking conservative values to Washington.
The other thing, I don't know how significant it is to you, but I keep hearing you over and over and over again talking about how the Senate stonewalls things and the House keeps trying to do things.
Correct.
And maybe you'll get a Senate that's more receptive and a change in the executive branch, and then we'll see how well the House does.
Right. Well, the House has already done a lot of great things. I mean, it's very aspirational and it's very busy. And so if we have the right White House and if we can have a change in the way the Senate operates, I mean, everything that we've been doing in the House for the last 5 years will suddenly start to see the American people start to see dramatic change in their lives because of what's happening in the House already.
Which you have to hop a plane probably and get back to D.C. and continue that.
I'm getting up at 3:45 in the morning to catch a plane, and I'll be in Washington before noon tomorrow. My first meeting is to sit down with Speaker Paul Ryan and Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy to talk about the budget, because I lead the Republican Study Committee. We have a different view of the budget than they do, and so we're going to have we'll have our first big discussion.
And the campaigning's not over with yet.
It's not. I mean, we still have a campaign in November. I think the tougher campaign, candidly, this time was the primary. But we will we'll do just like we did in the primary, though. We'll run all the way through the tape. We'll run a first-class campaign, and we will make sure that the voters know what the choices are.
I only know a little bit about the results from elsewhere in the district. Was the turnout just as strong as here in Brazos County?
The turnout was crazy. I mean, it was amazing how strong the turnout was. We started McLennan County this morning holding signs at polling places, and there were lines there early this morning. And it's just amazing. If you run a good campaign, you'll do a predictive vote turnout. We were way too low in terms of what the turnout was. I still don't know what the number is because we're still counting.
Anything else that I've missed about the campaign or how things turned out today?
Well, I want to thank the voters for placing their faith in me. I'm truly humbled by it, and my pledge to them is to continue to represent Brazos Valley values in Washington, D.C.